Prop 15 is expected to raise as much as $12 billion every year for local schools, community colleges, cities, and counties. It would do this by removing a property tax protection for big businesses, one that was granted in the 1970s under Proposition 13. The protection for homeowners would remain. Here's Yes on 15 spokesperson Alex Stack.
We're talking about Hollywood movie studios, companies in Silicon Valley like IBM and Intel, which have been around for decades, haven't changed ownership, are still paying property taxes based on assessments from the 1960s and 70s.
Under Prop 15, these large corporations would have to pay property tax based on current market value. Right now, they pay a much lower rate based on the original purchase price. But Rob Lapsley of the California Business Roundtable says the tax hike would harm not just big companies, but small ones too. Large commercial properties will pass the increase on to smaller tenants, such as restaurants, Lapsley says, in the form of higher rents and fees.
Ultimately, everybody pays this tax, but the most importantly, the small business owner is going to get hit exactly at the wrong time in this economic crisis.
The tax increase would kick in 2022 for some properties, but not until 3 years later for those where half or more of the tenants are small businesses. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.